The tornado caused major damage to the ranch-style home of Terry Humphreys and his wife, Mary Ann Carroll. More than a dozen trees came crashing down, leaving holes in the roof. Then, things got worse. Their original contractor ripped them off for $48,000, leaving the home still uninhabitable. Humphreys, a Vietnam veteran with health problems attributed to Agent Orange, began treatment for leukemia. He was forced to retire from his teaching job. Medical bills, housing, and other expenses piled up.
And we kept getting knocked down. We'd get back up. The last one, we couldn't. These people said, try one more time.
The people Humphreys is talking about are members of Springfield Community Together. It's the Tornado Long-Term Recovery Group, comprised of representatives from 16 faith-based community and professional organizations. It exists to address unmet needs for people like Terry Humphreys and his wife, who've done all the right things, but still need help.
We went a year and a half and managed to survive without being able to work or income. We had savings. We had done everything the way you're supposed to do it. Without that, we would not have survived.
Springfield Community Together organized two volunteer work days to clear debris from the couple's yard. They helped access $55,000 from the Massachusetts Disaster Fund and a $15,000 state grant. The organization hired Adrian Construction Company to finish the home repair work. Adrian McRae did the job for a 20% discount. Mary Ann Carroll said she wanted nothing more than to have their home repaired so that her terminally ill sister can move in and spend her final days with family.
It's the meaning of, we are together. We are not in a hotel or a motel on Riverdale Road. We're going to be in a home, and we're going to be together. That would have been impossible in person in a motel. We're going to have a life. Life will continue. It's going to go up.
The Tornado Long-Term Recovery Group has helped more than 200 Springfield families in the last year and a half. Pastor Tracy Johnson of Christ Presbyterian Church, a member of the recovery organization's board, says they need to raise $150,000 to keep their staff of five caseworkers and construction specialists on the job through May.
People think, oh, the tornado's done, the recovery is done. It's not done, and there's still people that are like Terry and Marianne that need help. We know we have two in the line to do two more major rebuilds for people that are still waiting, that are not living in their homes. And that's just two more people we know. There's more roofs to be done. There's more yard work to be done just to get people back to a new normal, not back to what it was, but something just livable.
People interested in donating or volunteering for a rebuilding or debris cleanup project should visit the website www.springfieldcommunitytogether.com. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.